说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hi, welcome back to Chinese pod. 我是迪璐。
Hey guys, I'm John. This is an intermediate lesson.
今天的课很有趣，因为我们要去相亲。
So 相亲 this is one of those like matchmaking blind dates.
中国人很喜欢相亲。
But the point of it is for marriage, not just for a date, right?
没错，相亲是为了要结婚。
Okay, so 相亲 that's two first tones, right?
对，两个第一声，相亲。那今天这个女孩在相亲的时候遇到了一个很特别的男人。
So she ran into a very special man, special in a good way.
我们先来听一下对话吧，看看到底是怎么样的特别。
All right, let's listen and hear how special this guy is.
Eh, 这么早就回来了，相亲怎么样啊？哎，这个更差哦，快跟我说说有多差。哎。我从没见过这么邋遢的男人，怎么脸没洗牙没刷？哼，胡子没刮，眼睛旁边还有眼屎，那个鼻毛都长到鼻子外面来了啊，这么恶心。还有那个头都是头皮屑，牙齿上还有菜，真同情你。
All right, so right off the bat, we know that this girl came back from her date pretty quickly, right?
因为这个女孩的朋友跟她说，这么早就回来了，这么早就回来了。
So you're back so soon. So 这么早就 and then some kind of verb, and then a la tells us that something happened a lot quicker or sooner than someone expected, right?
就是非常非常快，非常早。
Okay, so then she asks about how the date was, right?
相亲怎么样啊？相亲怎么样啊?
Wait, hold on a sec. 相亲, isn't this a verb?
可以是一个动词,但是也可以做一个名词。
Okay, verb, noun, both okay. So how was the 相亲?
唉,这个更差,这个更差。
更差, so even more 差。
对,就是非常不好,比上一个男人还要不好。
Okay, so we can tell that she's been on several of these blind date things.
对,她有去过很多个相亲,遇到很多的男人。
All right, let me ask you a question here. We have this 这个更差。So even worse, right? So 差, fourth tone is for like bad quality.
是的。
Now, what if I say 这个更坏? Can I say that?
不可以。坏感觉就是很 evil。
Like he did something really bad on the date, huh?
或者这个人的 mind or...
Morals or something.
对,反正就不太会用这个坏字去说这个人的 quality 不好。
Okay, so anyway, she didn't like the guy, so she calls him 差 but not 坏。Okay.
那我们这个女孩子的朋友很好奇,快跟我说说有多差。
So how bad was he, right? So what does she say?
我从没见过这么邋遢的男人。从没见过这么邋遢的男人。
Okay, 从没见过。That's a pretty useful little chunk there. I have never seen, or I had never seen.
对,从没见过,从没见过。
Okay, so she had never seen...
这么邋遢的男人,这么邋遢的男人。
Okay, so the key word here is this adjective.
邋遢,邋遢,第一声和轻声。
Okay, first tone neutral.So this word is kind of special. It's a little hard to translate. If you look it up, you get things like sloppy, slovenly. Does it mean dirty?
我们说一个人邋遢就是他很不干净，很不整齐。
So, but often it's more like messy and sloppy than dirty, right? Because like my wife often uses this word to describe some of my friends. And I know they're not dirty.Like, you don't see dirt on them, they're not smelly, but you know, their shirt has holes in it, and they're wearing cargo pants and sandals.
就是衣服就没有放得整齐。
Yeah, they're kind of disheveled, you might say.
那我们来看一看这个男人,他是怎么个邋遢。
Okay, so what's the deal with this guy?
哎呀,太恶心了,胡子没刮。
Okay, so he didn't shave.
眼睛旁边还有眼屎。
So next to his eye, or in English we say in the corner of his eye, he had...
眼屎。
So this literally, to translate it somewhat politely, we could say, I poop.
What?
Okay, in English we call this sleep. And we say you have sleep in your eyes. But in Chinese this shi. Okay, again, to be polite, I'll just say poop. So I poop.
Yeah, that's that word shi. 这个词有一点太直接了.
Yeah, you can kind of take the pinyin and add a T on the end, and that's the English, right? Shi. All right, so there's something special about this Chinese shi, right?
Yeah, let's talk more.
Welcome back to another installment of Chinese Pod Trivia. And the question for you is, for what test does Chinese Pod offer preparation services for? Is it A, the polygraph, B, the colonoscopy, C, the HSK test, or D, the CAT scan?
The CAT scan?
Ooh, sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, the HSK test. That's right, Chinese Pod will thoroughly prepare you to pass this rigorous test of proficiency in Chinese. ChinesePod.com/HSK.
除了眼屎，我们还有耳屎。耳屎，
so this is 耳朵。
对，耳朵的耳，耳朵里的脏东西就是耳屎。
So ear poop is earwax.
对，还有鼻屎。
So nose poop is
是 boogers.
Okay, 还有吗？
Can we move on?
Okay, someone's getting uncomfortable. So what else does this guy have that's special?
鼻毛。
So that's 鼻子的鼻, right?
对,鼻子的鼻。
鼻毛 is nose hair.
那个鼻毛哦,都长到鼻子外面来了。
Okay, so this 都, and then followed by 了 at the end of the sentence, is to emphasize it's even this bad, right?
对。
Okay, so 长到, meaning grow to, like to what extent, right?
对,长到鼻子外面来了。
So it grew outside of his nose, like it came out of his nose, right?
对,感觉好像这个鼻毛就出来了,然后就我很长是吗? 对。
Okay, so in English we'd say something like his nose hair was so long that it was actually coming out of his nose. We have this coming out. So in Chinese at the end of the sentence you have this 来了, right?
对,长到鼻子外面来了,都长到鼻子外面来了。
So you don't actually use the word long in this sentence in Chinese, but the whole point is to emphasize it was long and coming at you.
Yeah, make it vivid.
Got it. So your reaction to that is, of course...
啊,这么恶心,这么恶心.
Okay, 恶心, of course, is disgusting.
Mm.
And then she goes on, right?
还有那个头都是头皮屑.
还有那个头, and also that head...
Yeah, she wants to emphasize 那个头. It's
那个头.
Not some random toes.
It's kind of like if you have some horrific experience and you remember, you're like, oh, that face, I can't forget it. It's like that face, so she's like, that head. Okay, got it.
都是头皮屑.
Let's look at that last word again.
头皮屑.
Okay, second, fourth. 头皮屑 is the word for dandruff.
啊,对的.
So it's literally what? Like head, skin, flakes, something like that?
啊,你可以这么说吧. 头上的东西.
Okay, 头皮屑. But that whole second half of the sentence is...
都是头皮屑.
So his head all is dandruff.
就是 full of.
Yeah, so full of dandruff, covered in dandruff. But that's not all.
牙齿上还有菜。牙齿上还有菜。
So 牙齿上, so on his teeth or on his tooth?
对,牙齿的表面上。
So the surface of his tooth?
嗯。
Okay, 还有菜, also had, what is this 菜? Is that like food or is that like vegetables or what?
应该是绿色的菜, 那种 green vegetables.
It's probably spinach, it's always spinach, isn't it?
不一定吧, 也有可能是青菜。
Okay. So he also had food in his teeth. He had something in his teeth. Now in English we say in our teeth. Can I say 牙齿里?
不可以这么说,要说牙齿上有菜.
So 牙齿里 would be like inside the tooth.
那牙齿里你就看不到了.
Right, you can't see it. So it has to be 牙齿上.
对。有菜. 哎,真同情你啊.
So I really sympathize with you, right?
这个词,同情,同情.
So literally... Same sentiment, right? Two second tones.
两个第二声表示的就是我明白你的感受, 我理解你的心情。
So I understand your feeling, I understand your mood. 我同情你。Can you use this like normally in everyday life to sympathize with your friends?
John, 你每天回家要给老婆做饭，我真同情你。
Yeah, that's what I do.
开玩笑，开玩笑。
All right, let's listen to this dialogue one more time.
Eh?这么早就回来了，相亲怎么样啊？
哎，这个更差
哦！快跟我说说有多差。
哎，我从没见过这么邋遢的男人，
怎么脸没洗，牙没刷？
哼，胡子没刮，眼睛旁边还有眼屎，那个鼻毛都长到鼻子外面来了
啊！这么恶心，
还有那个头都是头皮屑。牙齿上还有菜，
真同情你。
Okay, so all of this adds up to a pretty terrible 相亲 experience, huh?
哎，简直是太恶心了，恶心死人了。
So, Dilu, do you have this kind of 相亲 experience yourself?
我没有什么相亲的经历，但是我知道，很多很多的中国人都会去相亲。就是其实现在大家都很普遍这个事情。
So it's very common, very widespread. And why? Is it because they have no way of meeting people otherwise?
有可能工作太忙，或者是你比较邋遢，然后就没有人想跟你在一起。
So you think that's where all the worst candidates go? Into the 相亲 pool?
有可能。那相亲的人多了，你就会遇到很多奇奇怪怪的人。
So really strange people.
比如说牙齿上有菜的人，头发上有头皮屑的人，还有眼睛上有眼屎的人。
How about 鼻毛上有鼻屎的人？
哟。
Yeah, that was just for you.
哎，这样实在是太恶心了，我们今天就说到这吧。
All right, see you guys on ChinesePod.com.
我们下次再见。
再见。
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
1893.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/1893 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/1893.